kada bi yon bezinden kagi gelmeye mağınca minna tamane. Minin doda minna vene.
Have to be volunteers. And with any volunteers, you have to make sure that they're enjoying what they're doing so that they stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way life is today, people will do radio for 6 months or a year and then they're gone. And you have to keep constantly coming up with a supply of replacements for them. And also, community radio, because of the lack of the big kind of money that commercial radio has, is that you can't pay somebody what they would get if they were working at a commercial radio station. So those people generally use the experience to learn how it's done,
mm-hmm.
And are willing to do that for a low salary. But as soon as they have all the skills necessary, then they're going to move on to a better paying job.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always constantly dealing with new people coming into the system, making sure that they're trained. Training's a big, big part of community radio. So you're constantly training people and you're constantly saying goodbye to people.
Oh, man. How large is the radio station that you're presently working? How large is it? I mean, like, what's the personnel? How many people have you employed?
Well, we have 9 paid employees at the moment, and we have about 160 volunteers working to run the station 24 hours a day. Now, I think the last membership card I made up was for number 202, but as you can imagine, this time last year and to now, about 50 people have come and gone. So,
mm-hmm.
But at any given day, if we called everybody who was working at the station in any given week, got them all together, there'd be about 160 to 170.
Oh, my goodness. What type of music do you play, like on the air?
Well, we have what's called an alternative format. And we don't say in a general music slot, we don't say just play country music or play rock and roll or play heavy metal. What we do is we get the announcers to play as many different styles
mm-hmm.
as they can over the course of a couple hour program. Then we have specialty music programs where it's just jazz, it's just country music, it's just folk music, it's just classical music. So we probably cover all the styles of music over the course of a week.
Mm-hmm. So then, like, when you have these special programming, like, how long do you play this? Like supposedly you were to play country and western music, would you play this, like, for 4 hours, or...?
Oh, generally the specialty music shows are an hour or 2 hours at the longest.
Yeah. Okay, what are your duties at the as a community station manager?
Well, that's a really good question. It's to make sure that everybody else is doing their job, and that includes rolling up my sleeves and pitching in to help to make sure that everybody else's jobs get done. Ultimately, I guess I'm responsible for everything that goes on. So. I'm lucky to have 8 or 9 people that look after particular areas, the music department, the public affairs department, the technical department. And I have to do a lot of paperwork for them, ordering equipment
mm-hmm.
and paying bills, as well as keeping an ongoing eye on the training, on the running of each individual department.
Mm-hmm.
So on Mondays I have a meeting in the afternoon with all the department heads, and during the week the department heads have had a meeting with all their volunteers
mm-hmm.
that work in the specific areas. So that way I keep in touch with everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah. What qualifications do you look for when you're hiring a radio disc jockey?
Well, in our music department, when we're looking for a music disc jockey, we're looking for somebody who has already a wide range of musical tastes, so that if they're going to do some programming, they know what country tunes to play. They know to play some blues tunes, some rock and roll tunes. How we know that everybody, especially young people, come to the radio station, they have maybe their favorite kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And they know lots about that.
Oh, yeah.
But the other kinds of music, they're not really too clear on. So we put them through a training program, and we expose them to all kinds of different music.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're finished training, I think the biggest thing that they've learned is a lot of different music styles.
Oh, yeah. And how long are your training programs?
Well, for a music announcer, it can take 6 to 8 months. In our, we have a little station within the station.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Closed Circuit, and it just goes to the station. It doesn't go anywhere else. And the people do shows there for 6 or 8 months before they go to the all-night show. The all-night show is 2 a.m. till 7 a.m. And that's a five-hour show once a week. By the time they've done that and become really comfortable on air, it's maybe taken a year and a half.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, I'd like to thank you for coming here today, and thank you for this conversation.
Thanks, I enjoyed it.